Hold Nav Zayin. The last Gemara was, the Mishnah says, Moise Nozir L'Nedova. The leftover money you have for a Nozir, that you put aside the money to buy Kabbonis for a Nozir, goes L'Nedova. Is Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says, Omar V'hu Shekorva Chatosei B'Soif. A Nozir usually brings three Kabbonis. He has to bring a Chatis, he has to bring an Oila and a Shlomin. So that our Mishnah says, the leftover money that a Nozir has, in other words, he set aside money to buy his kabbonis, and after he bought those three kabbonis, he has leftover money. So the Mishnah says, what do you do with it? You put it in the dover. You have to put it into the kupa that they buy kabbonis to put in the mizbeach when it's empty. So Rav Chisda says that's only if the last korban you had was the korban chatis. Avali korban shlomim b'soif. Let's say the Nozir, no. First he brought the chatis, then he brought the oila. And the last korban, the third one that he brought was the shlomim. So then we say, moisra in shlomim. It's considered like the leftover money is considered leftover money from a korban shlomim, that the Mishnah said if you have leftover money that you set aside to buy your korban shlomim, with the money you could buy another korban shlomim. So after that the Mishnah says that a nozir's money has to go in the dove, it's only if the last korban was a chatis. So then we consider it like it's leftover money from a chatis, and a chatis you can't bring without a chayiv, so the leftover money has to go in the dove, you can't bring it for another korban chatis. Mashenkin, if the last korban that Nozir brought was a shlomim, then we consider the leftover money as moisa shlomim, and the money could bring another korban shlomim. That's what the Chizda holds. Omar Rab Zira says not like that. He holds afilu korban shlomim lipsoif. Even though the Nozir, his third korban was a shlomim, still halochahi, the word achas, the Gra takes out, halochahi ben Nozir shetiyah moisara nidova. It's halacha that by a Nozir, when he set aside money to buy his kabbonis, even though the last korban he brought was a shlomim, we don't consider leftover money as leftover money from a korban shlomim, but rather it's always considered the leftover money of a korban chatis, which the din is the money goes in the dover. You can't use it to buy a korban you want. You have to put it in a special kupon, a special box, that the kohanim use to buy kabbonis when the mizbech is empty. That's Ziri's halacha. It's halacha that by a Nozir, no matter which korban was brought last, the leftover money is always considered moisture of a chatis that goes in the dover. So the Gemara Masnisa Messiah Lidain, or Masnisa Messiah Lidain. I have a braisa that's a raya to Ziri, and I have a braisa that's a raya to Rav Chisda. Masnisa Messiah Rav Ziri. I have a raya, a braisa that goes like Rav Ziri, that no matter which korban was brought last, still we say the leftover money only goes in the dover, and you cannot use it for shlomim. Because it sounds like this. Elohein moya stumin. This is considered the money left, money that's sosum. This gone money is set aside for a nozir to buy his kabbonis. So it's called sosum stam money. It's called shedemei chatis mureves ben. Also, the Gra takes out the word misois. It's called shedemei chatis mureves ben. As long as there's money of the korban chatis involved here, like a nozir, we say he has to bring three kabbonis. He brings a chatis and oil and a shlomim. So when he set aside his money to buy these three kabbonis, as long as the demay, the money of the chatis is more of here, v'yafilo hifresh demay chatosu mitoichon. Even though the nozir first took out money and set it aside separately to buy a korban chatis. So the leftover money, l'chur, is only to set aside to be used for a shlomim and for an oila. Still we say, moyes tumen hein. It has a deal like moyes tumen, that the leftover money goes for an adova. So this is a raya to Ziri, that since metchila, the money of a chatis was involved here, even though first you set aside the money for the chatis, still it has a loch of the leftover money is called a moisa of a chatis, which goes in the dover. This is the way the Taklin Haratin learns. He says here, moya stumenheim, the yitlu in the dover, the leftover money goes in the dover. Alma we see, alfa gav shekhar hufresh mehen, the mei chatis, even though the nozer already took aside the money for the chatis, avikivin shoye de mei chatis muroven behen, but since at the beginning, this money was set aside to buy his three kabbonis, and one of the korban was a chatis. Eskach niskablu halochem. This is the halochem. Shei moise nozir nedova. Anytime you have leftover money from the nozir that he set aside to his kabbonis, b'chol inyan shei, any way it is, is a nedova. Eshachinam yafilu korban shlomim b'soif. Even if the last korban he brought was a shlomim, shei demei chatis kvar hufrash mehen, you already used the chatis, mikol mokem yavi moise nedova. Kivon shei demei chatis choyim roven behen. This is the halacha by Nozir, that any time you had the money, that a korban chatis was involved with this money at the beginning, even though later you set aside, you took out money already, the $100 to buy the korban chatis, and with the leftover money, you're only going to buy the shtom and the olam. Still, we say the leftover money from that still goes to the nedava. So it's a raya tziri. It's halacha by nazir. Any time you had the money for a nazir, the leftover money always goes to the nedava. So the more now masnisin misayil Rav Chisda. I have another brisa though. That's a raya to Rav Chisda. That no, it depends which korban is brought last. But it sounds like this: Elo lechatosi. Elo lechatosi. V'hashar niziroisai. A person set aside money and he said, "This money should be for the korban chatos I have to bring, and the rest should be for my niziroisai. For the rest, the other korbanos, the shlamim and the yoyla, is umeis. And now the person was meis. The halacha is moyalin bakulan. There's an issa mila on all the money." But you don't have milo and a little of the money. For lo yomer, we don't say im meis yipul nedava. We don't say the money now, the leftover money now goes to nedava. Because this was a nazir now that he set aside money for three karbonis. Now one money he set aside to buy lechatosi, so that's separated already. The leftover money was leftover stam to buy a shlomim and a neila. Still, we say now, what do you do with this money? This leftover money is moyalim bekulin. If you have all the money at one shot, then we say there's nesa mila involved. Because the halacha is like this. A korban oila, there is mila. If you have hanor from a korban oila, since it's kodesh kadoshim, there's nesa mila. By a korban shlomim, since it's kochim kalim and the bailam has a right to eat it, before zrika's dam, there's no mila on the shlomim. So the money that's set aside for the shlomim, there's no issa mila on it. So here, if you take all the money and use all the money, so behechrich, you're having hanor from the money of a shlomim, therefore there's mila. If you only use a little bit of the money, we have to be afraid maybe this money is called money that's going to be used for the korban shlomim, and it's only a kedusha shlomim on it, that there's no mila. You won't be over this to mila. But still the Brisa says, we do not say, we do not say, now that the Bailam died, this leftover money now automatically goes to the nedava, and therefore maybe a nedava is always a korban oila, so for automatically there should be is a mila. We say no. Since the korban chatas was separated already, so the leftover money was for shlomim and for neilam. So we have a suffix. This is called leftover money for a shlomim and for a neilam, which the locher is this money you could buy another shlomim with it, or you could buy another korban neilam from it. And we don't say since originally a korban chatas was involved here that the leftover money has to go to nedava. No, we say since the money for the chatas was separated, the leftover money has the din of an oil and a shlomim to it. That the leftover money for a shlomim and neilam could be used to buy another shlomim, to buy another oilam. So it doesn't have the din of yipul nedava. This is a riot to Rav Chisda. Maybe the money is only for shlomim. We don't say the leftover money has a locha like the leftover of a korban chatis. This is the raya to Rav Chisda. The leftover money of a nazir goes in the dova only if the last korban was a chatis. But if the chatas was taken care of already, and the last two karbonis is the oil and the shlamim, then it's considered leftover money from an oil or a shlamim, which could be used to buy another oil or another shlamim. So the Mara Rav Chisda Amar, Moisra Lach Moisra Nozer. A Nozer also has to bring a few breads with him, lechem. They set aside money for the lechem. What do you do with the leftover money that he has for the lechem? Or else, more than that, he has the flour. What does he do with the leftover flour he had set aside for his lechem? Is yukav. You have to let it right away. You can't use it. Azomer Rabbi Yosi says, v'yuyis. He said, very good. You have to just let it right away. You can't use it. Why? Lakriva b'smayatzmai, to use the flour by itself to bring it for mincha, is ein at yochol. You can't do that. Shein l'chol lechem korv liatzmai. The lechem, and profound here was huktash, for the lechem of a nazir, you can't bring the bread by itself. The bread only comes with the korban of a nazir. So here the nazir brought his korbanos ready, and he has leftover bread. So he himself can't bring this leftover bread for mincha by itself. Is ein shein l'chol lechem korv liatzmai. Now, like Rivay and Nazir Sacheris, the Chur the Yetzer is, go sell it to another Nazir. That when the next Nazir brings his Karbonis, he'll use your bread for his Karbon, and it won't be brought by itself, because he'll bring his three Karbonis, the Oila, the Chattis, and the Shlonim, and he'll use one of your breads also. So Mara says, no, that's also no good. Because ain't yachol, this was you can't do. Shein lachon nizirus, there's no such a thing as a nazir bo below lechem, that a nazir doesn't come with a lechem. So Korban Neder says it means shein lachon nizirus bo below lechem means the metchila kishakibul nizirus alatzmoi. When a nazir at the beginning was mekabel with a neder to become a nazir, nischayev lahavi lechem mishalatzmoi. That's part of your kabbalah, that you know that you're a nazir now. The only way you become ois nazir is at the end you'll have to bring a korban and you'll have to bring your own lechem. So you mekabel upon yourself to use your own money to bring your own lechem. Therefore, it's not a neitzah to give you somebody else's lechem. So therefore, the leftover lechem from the first nazir has to be rotten. You can't do anything with it. It can't be used. You have to found let it rot away. So the Gemara, Lufum kein sarach meimer, moise lach moise nazir yukav. So therefore, you have to say the leftover lechem has to be, let's let it rot away. You can't use it. In Savrin, the Gemara thought to say, Meimer hu lachmoi, hu moise nesochiv. The same way you're saying that the lechem, leftover lechem, is sham rotten, you have to let it rot away, you can't use it, hu adin leftover nesochim. That's what it brings the yayin. For nesochim, the leftover yayin also, you just have to leave to rot away. You can't use it. Is Omer Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi said no. Omer Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Bun. Moise nesochov kodshei kadoshim. No. That he has left over this yayin, it has a din of kodesh kadoshim on it. Inun. The mail of yiplu l'nadova. You could use the money you had set aside for nesachim, that you could put into the nadova. Is any time you have something left over from a kedushas kodesh kadoshim, the din is put it into the kupa that you buy nadovas with it. Is a sovereign meimah saru b'nei yeshiva. The b'nei yeshiva thought to say, "Haynu meisa lachma, haynu meisa nesachim, the shneiim yukavu." And the Mara answers, "No, kachy kadoshim minun, the kachy kachy meisarin nedava." The leftover, poshut means here the money. The leftover of it could be used for nedava. So the Gemara, now al daite the Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Bun. According to Rabbi Yosi, he said that nesachim goes in nedava. In other words, only the lechem is yikavun. Marashenka the nesachim, since it's kodesh kadoshim, anything you have left over from the kodesh kadoshim goes in the dova. Is according to his shita and Shmuel alibud Reb Chizda, the way we'll soon see, Shmuel says according to Reb Chizda, but Moshe nesachim also says the same halacha. For Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Loza, shlosh tenarmu dover echad. All these three people will say the same halacha. They're all saying that if you have something left over from a kedushas kodesh kadoshim, the din is put it into the nedava. It goes into the special kupa that you buy earless for the mizbeach. It goes into the kupa of nedava. Reb Chiya, or should be Reb Chizda, ahod the amoran. Reb Chizda is what we just said. Ahod the amoran is what the Kabbalah means. Ahod the amoran, the same Reb Chizda, to moise lechem davka hu di yirkuv. Ava moise nesachim loy. Like Nerz of Chizda first said that the moise lachmai nazir is yukuv. And the Gemara explained to say it only means the leftover of the lechem, Marashenkin, the leftover of the nesachim, since that has a kedushas kodesh kadoshim on it, goes in the dover. So according to Rav Chizda, we see leftover from kodesh kadoshim goes in the dover. Weiter, Shmuya, where Shmuel's din? The Omar Rebbe Yosef. Yosef said, Adiyano Tamon, when I was in Bovil, Shamati Kur of Yehuda Sherla Shmuel. I heard the way of Yehuda asked the Shaila from Shmuel, that he said like this, Hifra Shikla Yemes. Somebody set aside money for to pay his machzor shekel, and then he was mace. What do we do with the money now? Is all Malaysia? Shmuel answered back, Yiplu l'nadava. Put that money into l'nadava. So again, like the Kabbalah says, the shkolim l'kotche gadoshim boim. What do you do with the money of the machzor shekel? You use it to buy the kabonis, which is kodesh gadoshim. You use the money to buy the tamidim, the talmud shoshaka, talmud shabayim, the kabonis tibur, which is kotche gadoshim. Therefore, the leftover money now, which is not, you can't put it in there because the person was mace, so you use the money in the dover. There's also a riot to the shita. The leftover money from kodesh kodashim goes in the dover. Rabbi Lezer Weimer, Moiser Asiru Sefer Shaloi. What's the loch about leftover? Asiru Sefer, the claim God who brings every single day. He also says Yitlu in the dover. Rabbi Yechonin Noma, Yolichin Liyam HaMelech. Rabbi Yechonin said, no, it goes Liyam HaMelech. And Rabbi Lezer Weimer, Yitlu in the dover. Rabbi Lezer holds no, that even the leftover Asiru Sefer of a Kohen Gadol also goes in the dover. So that's Rabbi Lezer Shita, that since it has a Kedushas Kodesh Kedoshim on it, we say it goes in the dover. So these three people hold the same Shita, that the leftover money from a Kodesh Kedoshim goes to the Kupas for the dover. So the Mishnah. Moise Shvuyim L'Shvuyim. Let's say the people in the city collected money, not to be pointed to redeem somebody. Somebody was captured by the goyim, or pidyon shavuyim. So you collected money to save people that were captured. And you use the money to save the person. You have leftover money now. Is l'shvuyim. Keep on save that money for the next person that's captured to save him. Moise shavui. Let's say that people collect the money for special yid. Reuven just got captured by the goyim. So everybody collected $100,000 to save Reuven. And then they only had to spend $500. They only had to spend half the money. Is loisa shavui. The leftover money goes to that person. You have to give it to him. They collected it for him, he gets the money. Even though he's saved, you give it to him, it's his money now. Moiser aniyim laniyim. If the people in the city collect money, stamp to give to the poor people, and they used it up to give it out now, they have to save the leftover money again to give it to more aniyim later on. What about moiser oni? They collected money for a certain oni, for one person, and they collected like enough money, plenty, and they gave him, and he had enough already. Still, the leftover money is vital liyaseh oni. You have to give that money to that person because it was collected for him. Like he says, in gavui moyes litnas leimalbish, you collected money to give Reuven a suit. When he says, sir, and you had more money than you needed, neisten amos liyaseh oni. Besides the suit you're buying for him, the leftover money goes to him also. Moiser amesim lemesim. People collect money to give to the Chevra Kadisha to take care of Meis Mitzvah, and they took care of them, and there's still leftover money. Leave the money by the Chevra Kadisha to take care of more Meis Mitzvah. What about Meiser HaMeis? They collected money for a special Meis. Reuven was Meis, so everybody gave money to take care of this Meis. And they had leftover, enough. They had enough to pay for Chevra Kadisha and everything. What do you do with leftover money now? L'Yorshav. The Tanakhama says the money goes to the Yorshav. That's a svara. Hey, the ikum money went to the mace. Now that you used it up already, we say the mace himself is like Michael. It's interesting. It really is the Gemara. This is Gemara in Sanhedrin that says these svaras. But here, the Kaveh will be on the svara. The first, the Tanakhama holds, Moisra Mason. Im Govul Moisra Sarah Kfuras Mace. Stam. Is a Moisra Kfuras Mason. Acherim. Abul Meze Ha Moisra Yoshev. But if you collected the money for a special mace, and you have leftover money, goes to the Yoshim. Why? The Yahuli Ochel HaMeis Zilusa Lagarba Yoshim. Like it's a svara, the mace himself would not want you to spend the extra money on him to build like a big, nice matseva, but he would rather you give the money to his Yoshim. Therefore, we say the money goes to the Yoshim. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, Moiser HaMeis Yehe Munach HaTshiyav Elio. Rabbi Meir is Mesupik. No, I have a Sufik. He doesn't know if the mace wants the money to go to his Yoshim. Or maybe the mace would rather you spend the money on him and make a nice tea and a nice matzav around him. So since Rabbi Meir has a suffix, what the mace would want to do, leave the money till Eliyahu HaNavi will come and he'll tell us. Rabbi Nosson Noimer, Moiser HaMeis, Boinin Loi Nefesh Akivri. He also for sure know that if you collected the money from this Reuven that was mace, and you left over money after you paid the Chevra Kadisha, this mace Reuven would zicha want the money spent for himself. He would not be moichel to give it over to his children. He would rather have the money spent on himself. What does that mean on himself? Build a nice matseva around his kever. He says, "Cheat the leather of Nosin to lay mochel. A person is not mochel. Hilkach, boinu loy matseva kivrei. Meyaser moiser shekvar zocha boy hames. The people collected the money for this mace, so like it belongs to him, and it's a svara of Nosin knows he would want the money go to himself. It's called the nefesh akivrei. We'll see later. Called the lashem nefesh is because the matseva the pshat is this koran and makes us remember the mace." Like his nefesh is still here. That's what's called Lashon Boin Lo Nefesh HaKivroin. Build something on top of his kever, we should remember him to say that. So that's what he would want. So therefore the money goes for himself, we build a nice matseva on top of the kever. Mer, Govu Loi V'cheska Shein Loi. Let's say the people collected money for Reuven, or he learns that Shegovu Loi L'Tzorchi HaMeis She'sova Shein Loi Tzorchi K'vura V'nimsa She'esh Loi. His Reuven was mace. Everybody thought he was a poor person. So they went to collect money now to take care of his bills for the Chevra Kadisha. When it came to pay the bill, it came out he had a big Yerusha Reuven, he had a lot of money, and he could pay the bills himself, the Yoshim took care of it himself. What do we do now with this money that was collected for Reuven? Is Rabbi Yirmiyah Sava, Rabbi Yirmiyah thought, Meimar Moiser HaMeis LeYoshim. Yirmiyah holds to say, to go forth, the money was collected for this mace, and they don't need it for him, so the money goes to the Yoshim. Like you can't say the people have charota, the people are nicha to give it to the Yoshim. Omar le Rabidi, the Chutra, Rabidi from the city Chutra said, Hago Hatzmucha, think like this. The Chur, when the people collected the money, they only had in mind to give it to Reuven because they thought he needed it. They want to give it to this mate. They thought he needed it. But to give it to the children, they didn't have in mind to give it to the children. So Chur Ravidi is arguing on Rabbi Yirmiya. Like this leftover money, you can't give it to the Yoshim, but rather give it back to the people that gave it. He says, "Amal nafshecha loy damyin da noistin loy chibnan el lischais lameis." When people collect the money now for this Reuven that was mace, they wanted to give it to the mace. For chibnan sheyesh loy, and now that we found out Reuven has enough money, loy zocha boy hamace meilam. The mace was never zocher at all on the money. The ech yisko yoshev. How could the kids get it now? Hilkach, what should we do with this money? According to Rabidi, ma'achzira noistin la noistin. Give it back to the people that gave the money. Im efshe, if you know who they are. Or else leave it for the mason. But for these Yorshim, it's not Mestarva, they deserve it. That's what Ravidi wants to say. Even though the Mishnah says the leftover money goes to the Yorshim, that's because our co-part of the mace did need some money. So that's the Svara, the people give their money to this mace. If there's some leftover money, then we say the Nicha to give it over to the kids. But in this case, where the mace did not need the money at all, it's like a Mekach toys. So Ravidi holds the Svara, give the money back. But Rabbi Yirmiya holds not like that and says, no, the money deserves to this mace. Is Amalei, so Rabbi Yirmiya got angry at Ravidi. Like, how could you argue on me, at me? And he said, Amalei, Ano lo yamarta, if I didn't tell you this, at me no lecha, how did you know to say this, Tony? In other words, Rabbi Yirmiya got angry. Like, lechur, you're my Talmud, you only know what I taught you. So how could you argue on me? He says, Rabbi Yirmiya bekas. He got angry. Al shishav al brother, yes, that you came out the chutzpah to answer back on me. Haloi einat to your day, al mashra matlecha. You only know what I taught you. Vadov is eloi matlecha. O minolach, ol hashav, how do you know to answer me? So Kitz Rabbi Yirmiya holds very stark the way he holds to say, no, the money should go to the Yoshim. So the Maratoni b'shem Rav Nosim. We learned in our Mishnah, name of Rav Nosim, that Moisra Ameis, yivna loi nefesh akivri. That the leftover money that was collected for a mace, we don't, Rav Nosim's swear was, don't give it to the Yoshim. It's a svara that Mace would want to use it on himself. How would use it for himself? Build him a nice matzeva, v'yatzalei zilif, agabi mitosai, and sprinkle some nice wine that smells good, agabi mitosai, that should be covered on Mace. He should smell good. The Maratoni, ein poidin shivuya v'shovi. That means, im govoi mois atzarech shovi zeh, if the people collected money for one Reuven that was captured, is also l'shnois atzarech shvuyacher. You can't change the money now and use the money for somebody else. Since they collected it clearly for this Reuven, you have to use the money for the first person. V'yafilu asheni odif mirishin. Chiddush says, even if the second person that got captured now is a more chashuv person than the first person, so what? Since they collected the money for the first person, it has to be used for him. V'yem goyven talas betalas. If you collected money for an oni to buy him a suit, you can't change your mind now and buy him something else. The money was collected for this suit, you can't change and buy a different suit. Of the yain mamchin biyad panasoyim, but lekach mashenkin, the panas means the gabay tzedakah. If he collected stam money for tzedakah, him we're not meicher. We don't tell him what to do with the money because there is a svara that people gave the money to the gabay tzedakah that he should do what he thinks is right. So even though first he wants to give it to one oni, he has the right to change the money and give it to somebody else. Because it wasn't given to him for any special purpose, it was given to the gabay tzedakah stam, and he has the right to do what he wants with it. For a Tony, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Ein Oisin Nefoshes LeTzadikim. A tzaddik that's made, you don't have to make a matzeva on top of his kever. Why? Divrayim Hein Hein Zecharenim. The words that they say, that's their Zecharenim. We remember them by the Dibur. Like we're saying, in you to have a nefesh a matzeva is to remember the mace. But by tzaddikim, we'll say over the halachas they learned, they taught us, and that would be their Zecharen. Divrayim Shemim Dvar Halachim Ishmon Zel Zecharenim. That then we'll say over the Dvar Halacha from the mace. That would be his remembrance. Rabbi Yechanan have a mismach. Rabbi Yechanan, he brings down, was a Baal Bos, was very fat, and he had to lean on somebody when he was walking. The Ozal O Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. He was leaning on Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba when he was walking. Voye Rabbi Leze Chomilei. Now Rabbi Leze, his Talmud, saw his Rabbi Rabbi Kiva, saw Rabbi Yechanan. O Mamtilei Mekamei, and he hid from him. When Rabbi Leza saw his Rebbe, instead of going over and giving a big Shalom Aleichem, instead he dodged the Rebbe. He hid from his Rebbe. And vice versa, the Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan saw him. V'yoma, so Rabbi Yochanan said, Halin tarti melayu hodim vavloi avdi bay. My Talmud here, Rabbi Leza, did two things wrong to me. He was from Bovel, he did two things wrong. Chodo deloi shroel b'shloini. First of all, how come my Talmud didn't come to give me Shalom Aleichem? He should have come to me. V'echad, another thing wrong is, Mimtar, he hit for me. He not only didn't give me Shalom Aleichem, but he hit for me. He did two things wrong. So Rabbi Yochanan was angry at Rabbi Elazar. Is Omele Rabbi Yaakov Aridi. So Rabbi Yaakov Aridi wanted to make Shalom here. He wanted to calm down Rabbi Yochanan. Is he told him, Kach Nehigin, Kivoyin Deziri, Loishoil B'Shloimah. That's the meaning of this place. That smaller people don't give bigger people a Shalom Aleichem. Why? Loishoil B'Shloimah the Rabbi. They don't ask Shalom Aleichem from older people. The Yin and the Hugin and Mekayimim, they are knowing that the Pasuk says in Iyuv. Ru'uni Na'orim V'Nechbo. When the young people saw the big people, they hid from them. Those they were half covered for the Rav, they were so afraid that so much Yira of the Rebbe, they hid from them. That's why he didn't give you Shalom Aleichem. Pasha, because he was afraid of you. The Yisisim Kamu Amdu. So Mela, they gave him an Eitzah, that's why Rabbi Elazar didn't give you Shalom Aleichem. So he says, Kovaneda, Tarti Milan, Shnei Devarim Roy Masa Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan said he did two things wrong. Zeh Shalom Ibovel, this Talmud came from Bovel. V'madah Tomin Atzmoy Choda Shinira Shein Zekvoide Shisho B'Shloimi. One thing he did wrong was he didn't come to give me Shalom Aleichem. The Yoy Gedolim, the bigger thing was, Nirish and Enu Kedaila Dabri me. He looked like I'm nobody, I'm not even somebody to talk to, that's why he hid from me. So Rabbi Yaakov answered back, no. Kancha Minig B'Bovel, this is the Minig B'Bovel. Sha'akotin Enu Shel B'Shalom Agadol. A small one doesn't give Shalom Aleichem to a bigger person. Levnei Kvoidoi Shagadol, because they give him covering. Shein Mekayim and Hakro, Runi Norim V'Nechbo. When a young person saw a Chashav person, he hid. So Mashpada was covered, Fakhet, he wanted to give you covered, that's why he didn't give you Shalom Aleichem. Now, Amalahu, so now Rabbi Yaakov told back again to Rabbi Yochanan, like so the Mepharshim say, Rabbi Yaakov saw that Rabbi Yochanan still wasn't happy yet. He was still angry at Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Yaakov wanted again to calm him down. So Amalahu, Rabbi Yaakov asked Rabbi Yochanan, Mahu lemevar kame diadur etzalmi. Can I walk down this street that there's a tzelem there on the street? On the street. There's a tzelem there, an idol there. Sheshmoy Adura, that's the name of the idol. Am I allowed to walk down the street or not? So Rabbi Yochanan answered him back, Omalei, Marat Polig Leyikoro. What do you want to give the tzelem big covet for? If you don't go there, you're giving him big covet, like you show you don't want to walk down the street, you're afraid of him. Mel, the answer is, Avur Kamoyi, walk by this statue, this idol here, the Sami Enet, just close your eyes when you walk back. That's what Rabbi Yochanan answered Rabbi Elazar. He answered Rabbi Yaakov. So now Rabbi Yaakov had told back to Rabbi Yochanan, Zeh Shak, Omalei, Oibazoyev, that's your Svara, Yoyes Rabbi Elazar Ovid. Rabbi Elazar, your Talmud did very good, that he didn't go to you, he hid from you. He didn't go in front of you. Like he wanted to give you covet. Like you're saying, if I don't go down the street that has the idol there, it's showing I'm giving covet to the idol, like I'm afraid of the idol, I don't want to go down there. So that's what your Talmud, Rabbi Elazar, did to you. The reason why he hid from you, and the rabbi, he's so afraid of you, he didn't want to walk down the street that you are. So Vaita, why are you angry at him? So Vaita says he wasn't still so satisfied yet. No, Yochanan said, good, maybe I'll be Moichlum for this thing. But I'm angry at him for a different thing. He did something else wrong. That Rabbi Elazar, my Talmud, didn't say over my name. He said over Alocha, and he didn't say it over the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan was angry at Rabbi Elazar. Is Nichnasol of Rabbi Amir Rabasi. I says Rabbi Yaakov couldn't calm him down yet. So now Rabbi Amir Rabasi had to come into the picture. They came in to calm down Rabbi Yochanan. Omrul Rabbi, they told Rabbi Yochanan, Kacho Yamaisa. This is the Maisa that happened. Don't be so excited. It's not good to be so angry. The Maisa was, Kacho Yamaisa Bevesa Knesses, Shel Tasoyim, that Benagir Shiesh Brosh Glustro. That was a shell. You have a Nagir, like a peg, that on top of it has a ball, that you could use it for a kli. You could use it to be Sechik Samamonim to grind things with. So the shayla doesn't have a shame clear that is a muksa on Shabbos or not. That was the shayla. Is it called a kli or not? Can you touch it on Shabbos or not? He says, Nechugel by left line here, Emutel lishtamish by Bishabbos, limo by Adelis. Can you use this peg to close the door with a knot? Rehab Lezo Iser, Rehab Lezo said it was Oser, Rehab Yaisi Mata. That was the machloikis. Shenechluku, Rehab Yaleza, Rehab Yaisi. And they had such a big machloikis in the base of Medrash there, at Shekoro Sefer Torah Bechamosin. They argued so much until the Sefer Torah got ripped. That's how bad the argument got. For the Gemara, Koro Sakodaita, could you say, Mamish, they ripped the Sefer Torah? Ela, Shenikro Sefer Torah.